Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome, and good morning, everyone. It's Kim Pagano, and you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I am here with Jennifer. How are you?
I'm doing great. I loved driving in this morning and seeing all the pumpkin patches, yeah, getting their pumpkins,
fall. Yeah, I love it. Okay, so are you like one that, do you dress up?
My kids sometimes make me do a version of a costume, but I was really hoping to get invited to a family Halloween party because it's on Friday this year. And I thought that would be so fun to dress in some sort of, I was thinking Grease, but my kids were not really on board with that. So I'm not sure that we're all going together.
Okay, so you do like a whole family thing.
We never have before, okay. But I'm thinking this year that would be really fun.
Okay, I think one year I did the Addams Family.
See, I love that.
I did the Addams Family. Yeah. We always had huge Halloween parties where the whole block would come in.
Exactly, that's so much
but
fun.
But my kids are all older now, and they're like, Mom, that was kind of stupid. You know, it's like, so now my friends are like, okay, Pagano party,
Absolutely.
And I'm like,
absolutely.
Well, so they bring food over and make sure we're having a party. So
that's
anyways.
The best kind of party.
Tom,
absolutely.
How are you doing?
Doing well.
All
everything's
right.
Going great over here.
Good, good thing. And we have Cher Hurd in the office, in the studio. How are you?
I'm great.
Yeah,
excited to be here.
Thank you so much. And we're going to be talking about some really great things that we have going on. And of course, Cher is a part of one of them. It's Strides Against Breast Cancer. Of course, we are in October. Not only is it Halloween, but it is actually breast cancer awareness, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
It is.
And
all month long.
And I love pink anyways, so it's all pink in my mind anyways. But I love that. You know, go do something that is just in that direction that you can give thankfulness and be, you know, blessed of, you know, friends that are either going through it or loved ones. There's so much research out there. I hope that we can beat this.
We all do. That's why we fight. That's why we do what we do with this organization and all these great organizations, because we want to see this disease gone.
There you go.
And most importantly, get your mammogram. I know so many people who have access to mammograms, who have health insurance.
And
there's
still
no
don't?
Reason they don't get them. And they still don't. It's a weird thing.
Yeah. You're so right. It's the ABCs. It's an annual mammogram, breast awareness. Be aware. You know your own breast.
Yeah.
You know, so
you
do the
see
self-exam.
A change. Exactly.
You know that. That didn't feel like that yesterday. That didn't feel like that last month.
I was
month.
So excited to turn 40 so I could have one every year because I kind of figured, okay, I have 12 months that I probably don't have breast cancer.
Yeah, thank
okay,
God.
I'm a freak.
Okay.
But I did. I was so
Jennifer's
excited.
A little different, but okay, okay.
And that was the last one. Have your clinical exam every year. That's the C.
So
clinical
important.
Exam. So ABC.
Oh,
annual
I like
exam.
That. They put it, okay, see, that's what we all need. We need some, you know, rhythm and kind of organization in our lives. So anyways, I'm so excited that you are starting your day here in a positive way on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805. And, God, I want to give out our phone number here because, as always, we have lots of things that we are giving away. And there's so many great things out here in the 805. But our phone number here is 805-419-0008. 419-0008, and I'm so glad that you have, woken up with us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Again, I want to remind you of our 2 o'clock show, and right here on AM 1590 KVTA, and of course, it's all about feeling good. This is your feel-good hour, and I'm so glad that you're here. I want to talk to you a little bit about all of our guests, and but what I love to do is tell what we're going to be giving away. Tom, what is it?
We do have lots of great stuff to give away today here on the Kim Pagano Show, and that includes a Harvest Festival original art and craft show that's actually happening this weekend, today and tomorrow. We have Sunrise Rotary Golf Tournament, 10 tickets for the helicopter ball drop, always fun. You could win with that one. Win up to $5,000, as a matter of fact. Carrie Moore Spiritual Medium Event, No One Let Go. That's happening October 14th as we go towards the Halloween season. And you can also join Jennifer Schultz at the launch of Stonehouse Style Nights October 14th. There's a lot happening with fall style. Learn how to dress sexy at any age.
There you go. Tom, you might want to hang over there with me. No.
Undressed is sexy.
Okay, okay. Of course, it's a partner thing. Okay, we go back and forth on that. Anyways, our first guest is Nancy Lasota, and we've got John Grace. I am so blessed to be a part of their organization. Did you hear what they just threw in? They threw in all these helicopter ball drops, and theirs is the Sunrise Rotary Westlake Village Golf Tournament, and not if that's only enough, but a poker tournament to go with that. Also, Cher Hurd is here talking about Stride Against Breast Cancer, and that event is in Ventura, and so we're going to talk a little bit about that. Also, lastly, we're going to be talking with Isaac and Cheryl Lowe about the Howl at the Moon Charity Golf Tournament. We've got everything. There is no way that you can't be a win-win and help out and have fun at the same time.
The Kim Pagano Show almost is like an 805 events calendar.
Thank
you. If you go online, you like, what should we do this weekend? And everything is listed.
There's... Well, thank you. And you know what I want to remind everybody also is if you know, I have one. I've been blogging. I've been doing like just really uplifting things. But I hope that you get my newsletter. So when you call in, also mention that you want to get on the Kim Pagano newsletter list. And we will send it out once a week for you. And you could spread some joy. And it's about the brighter side. It's just really my way of looking at life happens. But you know what? It's all about how we receive it and how we handle it. And that's really what happens in our lives. So you know, I'm just like everybody else. I've got four kids. We got, you know, there's always something going on, but it's all about really pulling yourself up, you know, dusting yourself off and keep going on. That's what this life is all about.
Absolutely. I love getting my newsletter. I'm excited to see what's happening, and I love your take on things. That's why I reached out to you, because I knew this was the right venue for us, because you're so supportive. So
Thank you. Coming. All right. Well, our first guest, Nancy Lasota and John Grace, are you there?
Yes.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Good, good. So I'm excited to tell everybody about the golf tournament and the poker tournament. Tell us a little bit about it and how everybody can get involved. And thank you so much for this great gift for all my listeners. Again, I want to give out our phone number, 419-0008, 419-0008.
Well, let's see. We're having our golf tournament on Monday, October 6th at North Ranch Country Club.
Okay.
Anybody can come and play with us. We will be there starting at 9 o'clock in the morning with a warm-up period. We're having a brunch catered by Cisco's. We have a shotgun start at 12 o'clock, and it's a scramble style, which means everybody gets to play and everybody gets to contribute to the team. And then we'll be having cocktail hour starting at 5 and our ball drop at 5:45. And if you haven't seen a ball drop, it's pretty impressive. We have a helicopter.
Yeah,
that
tell
rides
us
up.
About that. I've never seen that before. I would love to see the helicopter ball drop. How does that work?
We'll come over to North Ranch. And
I know.
See
I want to okay. see this. So what happens when the balls drop?
Well, we have a couple of large plastic buckets full of golf balls numbered from 1 to something like 2,000. And the helicopter comes over, and we usually recruit a Rotarian or a child of a Rotarian to be up there to ride in the helicopter. Anyway, they come over to the driving range at North Ranch, and the club has placed a flag in a regular standard size golf hole, which they usually don't have on the driving range, and they clear the driving range, and the helicopter flies overhead and just drops our 2,000 plus or whatever the number is going to be this year, golf balls, aiming at the pin.
Oh, okay.
On it.
Okay.
And then whichever golf ball goes into the cup or is nearest to the cup, if there are none in the cup. But that's our prize winner. Now, the first year we did have a ball in the cup, and then I think last year we actually had
one three, close.
We had three in the cup.
Oh, so there were three winners.
They split the prize. So it is possible. I mean, the helicopter pilot has great aim.
Nancy,
so it is possible.
So how do I know that you're giving us, we're giving 10 tickets away, correct?
Yes, you have 10 tickets, and you can give them away as singles or as bunches or
okay, well, however. I'm going to give 10 lucky listeners right now, 419-0008. 419-0008. Not only are you going to be a winner, but what I want you to do is be a participant because you will have an amazing time there. So how do they get their tickets?
Probably the best way is to, at this point in time, go to the website, www, what is it, Sunrise Rotary Golfer.
Okay.
And if they don't have access there, there will be a phone number of a person that they can reach out to.
Okay, perfect.
Or any Rotarian, if they know any Rotarians from our club, they we all have are armed with our tickets to sell. So
there you go. And also, I have this on my newsletter. I have it on Facebook. There's so many ways to get out there and get to be a part of this golf tournament. Again, and Nancy and John, where do all the funds go to?
The funds go to all the good work that Rotary does. And for our club, Rotary, as you know, is an international organization. You've probably seen ads for the We're This Close, which is a bad campaign to put an end to polio. So it's international, but it's also local. And our club sponsors a number of things through, I guess it's Lutheran Social Services. We throw Christmas parties for the kids that through many mansions. We do Meals on Wheels for the those in the community who need some assistance with getting their food, turkeys at Thanksgiving, Christmas.
Just so many great causes. I love what you guys do. Let me ask you a question. Okay, so are there still buy-ins available for the poker tournament?
I believe there are. John's the expert on the poker tournament, but certainly come to the club. The poker tournament starts after our dinner, which is after the ball drops. So you can come and join us for dinner if you'd like, and then just go to the right on over to the poker tournament.
And we don't have to do golf and poker, right? We could play golf if we wanted to, or we could just do the poker tournament.
Sure, but you know, if you want to make it a great day, come and do golf, have dinner, and then play poker.
There you go.
That's the best way to do it.
Nancy's full of life there.
Right,
you can tell
exactly.
She's in it for the whole thing. But yes, there are two different events, right? And so what a great thing. So if you're not
correct.
A golfer, but you are a poker, or
that's
if you're
what
a
I
poker
meant. Exactly.
And you're not a golfer, right?
Right.
So yeah,
right.
I love it. Okay, Nancy, go ahead.
I was going to say, the poker people will be giving a quick half hour or so of lessons.
I love that. That's
feel
great.
Adequate.
That
will make you adequate.
Worth it all right there. Because so, you know what's so funny is craps. Okay, when I was in Vegas, I always wanted to play craps. It looks like they're having
so much
fun. Yeah, so I took a class.
All the cool people play craps.
Yeah, and guess what? I'm so cool now.
Oh,
okay,
that's
but
awesome.
I took it and it was like with quarters. And I was like, okay, so now I got it. So now when I walk up there, I kind of
know. You kind of know what
and
you're doing.
And it's funny, you wouldn't believe how many people really don't know, and that's why they're not able to play. So So I love that you guys are going to give a little instruction.
Right. I was going to say, when I was in Las Vegas and tried to play poker, the dealer eventually asked me to leave because I
wasn't.
So Nancy, once
the beginner's table.
Once I learned to play poker, what can I win at the poker tournament?
Well, we have a number of prizes. We're not giving out monetary
Absolutely.
Prizes. So we have a large TV, I want to say 60 inches, but don't quote me on that, but a large TV. We have a men's wristwatch. We will be giving away probably bottles of wine, and if nothing else, you'll develop new friends and a new appreciation for the game of poker.
Oh, absolutely.
Wow. Well, what a great thing. Okay, give out the website one more time so that all my listeners can not only win a ticket for the helicopter drop, but also to be able to be a part of this great day.
It's www.sunriserotarygolfer
okay.
and www.sunriserotarypoker.
You got it. All right. Thank you so much, Nancy.
And, And the other thing I want to say, if you're neither a golfer or a poker player, but you want to come out and help, we can always use volunteers the day of the event on the golf course and helping keeping everything going smoothly.
Oh,
so you
that's
can always
another
come and
great.
Be a volunteer.
Okay, very good. We love volunteers, so thank you so much. All right, thank you, Nancy, and I appreciate
you're quite
being
welcome.
A guest on our show and including us in it to spread the word.
Well, thank you for spreading the word for us.
I'm going to come out there and see the helicopter drop. I definitely need to see that. I've never seen that done before.
Why don't you just do the whole day,
I know,
Jennifer?
I'm thinking I'm going to have to golf and then play. Learn
Does
to play poker.
Does your husband golf?
A little bit.
Or if you're busy, come for the golf ball drop and stay for dinner.
That's what I'm about. That sounds
I'm
great,
all
too.
Over that. Okay, there you go. All right. Well, thank you so much, Nancy, and I look forward to talking to you soon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. Again, we are giving a Sunrise Rotary Golf Tournament. We've got 10 tickets for the helicopter ball drop. That is October 6th. You can win up to $5,000 in our 50-50 helicopter drop. And you don't need to be present to win, but even though we would love you to be there. So again, 419-0008, 419-0008. And you can always add a couple more tickets. Tickets are $10 each and 3 for $25 and 7 tickets for $50. So get your name in here and spread the word about this great event. All right, our next guest is we're going to talk with Cher Hurd, and we're going to talk about making strides against breast cancer, and we are in October, and that is what we are talking about, right? It's all
Absolutely.
About breast cancer awareness. So stay with us. What I'd love to do right now is also give away a couple pairs of Harvest tickets. I've got like 50 sets of tickets to give away. Get your name in here right now. All you have to do is give us a call and talk to us and say Harvest Festival, say a helicopter ball drop, whatever it is that you're interested in, and we want to hear from you. So give us a call, 419-0008. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805. So glad that you are starting your day here in a positive way.
On a warm summer's evening.
Are you ready for an evening full of amazement? The Carrie Moore Spiritual Medium event is on October 14th at 6:30 p.m. at the Wood Ranch Golf Club. You can expect a mind-blowing evening of divine love and enlightenment from Spirit. There will be Spirit Connections, dinner, and a raffle. You'll be given a chance to win a Zoom professional whitening treatment and a gift basket of Brocato hair products. Visit www.carriemoorepsychicmedium.com/clairvoyantcorner for more information and to purchase tickets.
On October 6th, the 28th annual Sunrise Rotary Golf Tournament will be returning to the North Ranch Country Club. The tournament will feature a putting contest, brunch, refreshments on the course, cocktail hour, silent auction, helicopter ball drop, and awards dinner. Be prepared for some fun in the sun while supporting your local Rotary Club. For more information, please contact Nancy Lasota at 805-469-4548. Sign up online at www.sunriserotarygolfer.com.
The kids are back in school, and now you have a little extra time to get back in shape. Reduce Medical Weight Control Center can help you get back on track. If you're anything like me, you are running from one place to another, getting kids to and from school and practice, or you are at work all day and just need some help to jumpstart your weight loss program. Reduce is a proven weight loss program with personal care from a licensed medical staff. It's fast, safe, and affordable. Only $100 a month, no contracts, no fees, and my favorite part, no food to buy. Call today and set your appointment to see if Reduce is right for you. The number is 805-375-5140. Just an initial appointment to make sure Reduce is right for you, and then they will help you make sure you stay on track with your weight loss goals. Call today, 805-375-5140. That's 805-375-5140. Located in Newberry Park, just off the 101 freeway at Wendy Drive. Remember, it's not about being skinny, it's about being healthy. Call Reduce today, 805-375-5140.
Do you struggle with food cravings, coffee addiction, weight management, or even digestive problems? What would your life look like if you were finally able to conquer these problems? If you're ready to make yourself a priority so you can feel better in your body, then Frances Starr, a certified health coach, has your answer. Go to www.coreelementswellness.com to schedule your free 30-minute wellness strategy session today. This session will jumpstart your year and give you the tools to last a lifetime. That's www.coreelementswellness.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and so glad that you are starting your day in a positive way. Again, we've got so many things. I hope that you were able to call in for the Harvest Festival tickets. I got tons of those to give away, and I hope that you are one of those also for that helicopter ball drop. You want to?
I do. I want to.
Did you go out and call or what?
I know. I should go try and win.
Also, I've got Carrie Moore, and Carrie Moore is a spiritual medium, and she's got an event coming up, Know and Let Go, and that's October 14th. She's going to be on our 2 o'clock show. I hope that you join us there to listen. Bring your family and friends and come experience her spirit. What a perfect thing for Halloween, October.
I know, right? It's kind of like creepy.
You know what? I've been to her events before, and it's really, have you ever heard of like the, what's the one on TV? It's a medium, and she's from...
New Jersey.
New Jersey. Have you ever watched
yes.
it? I love her. Well, Carrie is awesome, too. And so she kind of just walks around the room, and she feels
it's
things
so
from
interesting
people.
To watch.
Yeah.
When they say something, and then later when you look back, you can think, oh, they said that and they were perfectly right. My mom did that one time and she had to bring a necklace or something.
Yeah.
And the person was spot on with my brother and I, and she had never met us.
Yeah. So it's, you know, if you have lost somebody and, you know, so many times I lost my baby and I just feel like she's my angel looking down, my grandmother. There's little things that happen and I know that they're here with me. I just know that and I know that feeling. And so, you know, it's really interesting. If you're interested in that, I'd love to get a couple tickets to you on that. So stay with us. And in fact, what I'd love you to do is join us from 2 to 3, and we're going to hear about that. Also, I just have to say this really quick. Jennifer Schultz is going to be on our 2 o'clock show, too. And she is, wait till you see her. You know, when you meet somebody, and, you know, I just posted this on Facebook, with women that build other women up instead of shoot us down. This lady is beautiful from inside out, but not only that, she helps other women look beautiful, really put your outfits together and your colors and, you know, just make you look amazing. So
that's exciting.
And it's
yeah.
not always so easy to do.
No,
you know,
well, like, you know, I don't know about you, okay, but do you ever buy things and you wonder why you bought them?
Oh, my gosh.
And you have a
Absolutely.
Whole closet, and my husband was like, can you get dressed? I'm like,
I have really nothing to wear.
Exactly. Well, anyways, Jennifer will help you dress sexy at any age, and that's what this is all about. So she's got something coming up October 14th, and that's from 7 to 9 at the Stonehouse Restaurant, and that's over in Westlake. So you are going to want to be a part of that. Anyways, Cher, I'm so glad that you're here, and what a great topic and what a great thing that you're doing, making strides against breast cancer. And, of course, everybody knows October Pink. It's all about really, you know, standing up and making a difference. So thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. We're really excited to be a part of the show. We work with American Cancer Society, obviously, because STRIDES is the American Cancer Society's breast cancer walk. So it's STRIDES, making strides against breast cancer. It specifically, obviously, focuses on breast cancer. As I said earlier, we got the ABCs.
Yeah.
So detection.
How did you get involved in this? And you know, I always love to ask people what their passion is.
Oh, I love that. And you're all about family. Well, my passion for this started because of family. My grandmother died from cancer. And my daughter, my youngest, was 9 months old. So she never got to see my kids grow up. And my son came home from school one day and said they were doing the Relay for Life at school and they were going to spend the night. This is my young, very young teenager. And I looked at him and said, oh, that's great. Who's going to stay? And he went, well, we are, all me and my friends. I was like, oh, yeah, that sounds awesome. But what parent is going to stay with
Right,
you.
Exactly. Who's going to be chaperoning
so
this event?
I ended up being the mom that spent the night out there with the
kids. Of course, we already knew that was going to happen.
Right.
But it was awesome.
It opened up your eyes to a whole nother direction. I love when you just give me chills. I love when things like that happen authentically. It just, you know, and your kids invited you in, you know? I mean, of course, we're not going to let our kids go there with not knowing what's going on, but I love that. And so where is the event?
The event this year is being held in Ventura Harbor. It's on October 11th. Registration starts at 8 a.m. The actual walk, it's a 5K. The actual walk starts at 9. This is a free event. You don't have to pay money to be part of this event. Of course, we're fundraising. Of course, we'd love donations. We want people to start teams. We want people to raise money. But this is more than anything, this is about our survivors. And this is about getting the word out to our communities. So we invite everyone and anyone. This is a family event. Bring the babies, bring grandma, bring the great-grandma, whoever you want to bring out. Bring the men.
How far is the walk? Can the men come?
Absolutely. We've got tons and tons of men. We have so much support from our men because that's when this happens, you know, that's who you get your support from, your family. We need our men
at
this
time.
Absolutely.
Mothers, sisters,
wives. Everybody. Yeah, we want everybody out. You can even bring your dog. You can walk your dogs. They can be part of the event. It's
so
one of those
instead of a registration fee, it's suggested donation to the event instead.
Right. We want people to come out and donate. Come out and participate. We have all kinds of activities going on. There will be food. There are raffle prizes. You can join raffles. You can get in on, there's an auction. There'll be a silent auction where you can try and win gifts by bidding. There are activities for the kids. We have a whole section for kids, and they'll have all kinds of activities going on for them. There's music. We have a DJ. We have bands that have volunteered.
Wow, that's really fun.
All of this, yeah, is grassroots. It's just a community effort, and everything is being donated. We've got so much community support.
I love that. We live in the best 805, I'm telling you, because you know what? Everybody, I mean, you never hear of, everybody is all about doing whatever they can to help out. And I love that. And what a great place, Ventura Harbor right there.
Yeah.
So is everybody going to be walking around the harbor?
Yeah, there's an actual trail that's mapped out, and it's very clear. They make it very clear, and it's very easy for people. There'll be people running it. You know, there's some runners.
A 5K is a little over 3 miles, so it's not that intimidating for somebody who does not run or walk every day.
Right.
And I love that the kids are involved. I think it's so important for kids at a young age to see their parents volunteering, so it's something that comes natural to them as they get older.
And the thing to remember, too, if you're a survivor or if you're struggling with this right now, maybe you can't walk this. We have a survivor area. It's specifically for you. It's geared towards pampering you and celebrating
you.
That's
so nice. I don't think I've ever really taken
care of
you.
Oh, absolutely. It's a whole area. We have massage people coming. We have
food. That's great.
We have all kinds of, we are taking care of our survivors. So if they're not strong, but they just want some support, they just want to feel good, you will never feel better than coming out and seeing you're not alone. Come to this event. Right. Be part of our community.
Wow, what a great thing. Okay, so tell us the date. It's October 11th, okay, right?
October
11th. It starts at 8 o'clock in the morning?
Yes, 8 a.m. is the registration. The actual walk starts at 9, but you want to get there a little before so you can register.
And do people wear costumes and stuff like that? Is it like a typical race type of thing?
Well, what people do, because it's breast cancer and because it's the pink, and a lot of people get in the spirit.
It's
There are shirts, but people might, you know, wear their pink boas. They might wear their pink crowns. Some people have survivor banner. What is the Miss America thing they wear?
Yeah, banner.
What's that
banner
called?
Yeah.
The banner
sash.
Across
the sash.
The sash.
Very
there
nice,
you go.
Tom. Thank you.
Tom
is so awesome.
Nicely done.
I tell you, yeah.
They wear a survivor sash. You know, there's some people have their own little getup they want to do. Yeah, that's what it is. It's just celebrate. Have fun. Enjoy.
Celebrate life, really. That's what this whole life is about. That was something I just posted again on Facebook this week is, you know, we have one job, and our job is really to wake up every day and be grateful and be happy for that we're here. And this is just something that brings our awareness, you know, to that.
Right. And that's what we're all about. To get involved, if you want to get involved now, like maybe you, there's still time to raise money. I'm having a lunch tomorrow at my office, and that's going to be my big fundraiser for the event. So this close. I'm a busy lady. I can't do anything before.
Yeah, that's good.
Making Strides, www.makingstrideswalk.org/Ventura. That's how you can find out about the event. It's online. You can find out everything you need to know. The 800 number for the American Cancer Society, where you also can find out anything you need to know about cancer, and they're your one-stop shop if you need information or services. You should be calling 1-800-227-2345, 1-800-227-2345, www.cancer.org. That's the main website to find out about the different programs available. I mean, there is everything imaginable that they do for our cancer survivors.
That's what I was just going to ask you is, what does, you know, when people donate money or raise money, what does that go back to, Cher?
A lot of the money, obviously, we do a lot of research. A lot of strides have been made in research.
To finding a cure for all different types of cancer.
To finding cures, to finding markers that maybe that things can be done to prevent or to stop something from happening that is obviously going to happen.
Right.
Or, you know, those type of things. There's just so much research that has just made massive strides. There's also programs, people at this time, they don't have money. They've got all this money going out to treatment. They have prescriptions they need. They need rides. Your family really gets burdened with a lot of demands. They have to get to doctor's appointments. They have kids that need to be babysat.
But not only that, a lot of elderly don't really have a lot of family here. And what about them?
You know? And I'm sure they don't have a voice, someone to go with them to a doctor's appointment to kind of figure out what is going on, what treatment options are available, what they need to do first.
Right. The support groups that are available, there's just so many resources that you don't know. When you go to your doctor's appointment and you hear that C word, you just go blank.
Yeah. Well,
and you don't know where to turn. You don't know who to talk
but
to.
But they say that is not your death sentence anymore.
Exactly.
It's not. Cancer is not a death sentence.
It's not.
Yeah,
it's not. Yeah. So that's why reaching out to the right sources and the right people and getting the support, you're not alone. The American Cancer Society and these other organizations are there for you.
How long have you been involved with this?
I've been involved a long time. It's probably been about 15 years. I actually went through the leadership program at American Cancer Society to learn what they really do, and it just made me more passionate. So much of the money, because it's a grassroots effort, most of that money isn't going back to promoting American Cancer Society. I do all this for free because I care about it. And so does everybody else that gets involved. We get the community involved.
So let's say I don't register. I don't go online and do any of that. But I wake up Saturday morning and I say to my family, we're doing this. We're all going to go. We can just drive down
Show
there.
Up.
Register when we get there and participate?
Absolutely. And if you haven't volunteered, show up and volunteer that day. You'll never have a better day than if they let you volunteer over in the survivor area.
I'm telling you right now.
And
you know, my husband and I, we've been walking, and it's
See, this could be your first 5K, Kim.
Yeah, no, it would actually be my second.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's right.
I did do another 5K. But you know what? It's just for a great cause, and that's what it's all about. So I hope that everybody takes advantage of this. Not only that, I love these kind of things where it's a win-win. You know, you
Absolutely.
Are getting exercise and yet you're helping other people. And if you can bring other people with you or you can make a donation.
Or if you have a friend who has maybe a family member going through this, it might be, you know, there's nothing you can really do for somebody who's struggling with cancer or other illnesses. But you could say, hey, let's go do this and think of your mom or your sister while we're walking.
A lot of people do that. They walk in memory of.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
That's what I do. I walk in memory of grandma. I think of my grandma.
There you go. There you go.
It's awesome.
And was it breast cancer with your grandmother?
She had breast cancer, and then she had lymphoma also.
Yeah. You know, it is something that hopefully we're making, like you said, strides, and yet at the same time, there's so many great fundraising things. So again, how do they get in touch with you one more time?
They can get in touch with us by going to the website, which is www.makingstrideswalk.org/Ventura. Sorry, that's a mouthful.
Yeah, there you go.
You can always call 1-800-227-2345 to talk about and find out anything about programs and events.
All right, perfect. Well, thank you so much, Cher. I really appreciate it. And again, you know, today, join, help, finish the fight against breast cancer.
And to all of our friends, go out and get your mammograms.
Yes,
those are very important. There's so many places you can get them now. Even the Four Seasons has a mammogram that you can do for the day and do the spa. And
really?
It's Nordstrom in Glendale, I think, does too.
Yeah. It's become a pamper yourself that day event.
They say a good way to remember when to get your mammogram is to do it on your birthday.
There you go. And that's kind of like goes in line with what they're saying, right?
Creating more birthdays.
Right. There you go. All right. Well, thank you so much. When we come back, we're going to talk with Howl at the Moon Charity Golf Tournament. There are all over. I love golfing. I'm just learning. I'm actually going to be in another golf tournament that does scholarships for firemen kids and policemen children.
Oh, wow.
And
okay.
So, you know, it's really, those are so much fun, and it's a great
This is the best time of year to golf. Kind of cool in the air, It's a great, golfing is a great activity.
It's outdoor. It's very cool. Anyways, what I would love to do again, let's give away some bagels. How about that? We haven't been, we've got so many activities going on, but Noah's Bagels, free dozen. And we always say a dozen bagels. That's their dozen, right? That's 13. And Noah's is a great place to go and have bagels and coffee, and they've got all that stuff there.
Is 13 a baker's dozen?
It is a baker's dozen. There you go. All right. Stay with us. When we come back, you will be hearing more. And you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805. Stay with us.
Someone suffering from addiction? Call 866-547-6451 or visit us on the web at SoberMalibu.com today. Sober Recovery Center is the only Joint Commission accredited addiction treatment center in Malibu. At the Sober Recovery Center, we treat the underlying psychological disorders and the symptoms of addiction. We live by the creed that one size does not fit all. The bottom line is we provide treatment that works for you or your loved one. Call 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com for immediate help for any drug or alcohol problem. Our expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure your recovery experience is life-changing. The SRC program is the only affordable program to offer such a high quality of care with so many therapies from renowned therapists. Our therapists and doctors will assist you by providing the necessary tools to manage your life and address the issues that have plagued you. Counselors are ready to help you and your loved ones 24 hours a day. That's 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com today. Help is just a call away at 866-547-6451.
On October 6th, the 28th Annual Sunrise Rotary Golf Tournament will be returning to the North Ranch Country Club. The tournament will feature a putting contest, brunch, refreshments on the course, cocktail hour, silent auction, helicopter ball drop, and awards dinner. Be prepared for some fun in the sun while supporting your local Rotary Club. For more information, please contact Nancy Lasota at 805-469-4548. Sign up online at www.sunriserotarygolfer.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KPTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Brighter Side of the 805. Isaac Lowe is here with us, and we're going to talk about, I love the name, Jennifer and I were saying.
I love Howl at the Moon.
Howl at the Moon Charity Golf Tournament. And, you know, tell us a little bit, and thank you so much for joining us here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, it's a privilege and pleasure to be here, and thank you for inviting us.
We're here as part of the Cambria Dog Parks Foundation. Oh, yes, please.
Can I have
this? Absolutely, please. Thank you.
Great.
I just have to ask you a question. I'm sure you guys have pets.
I do. I love my dogs and my kitties, and yes.
Absolutely. So do we. And one of the things that we found is that we also wanted to return that love that they give to us to them. And so we do that by supporting the dog parks in Camarillo.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Okay, so this is what this one goes to. And so it's so appropriate. Howl at the Moon.
I was thinking, we got it. Yeah. Like a blues club or something.
Oh,
that's what I was thinking.
It.
Just
well,
the name.
No,
I knew it was the golf tournament.
Yeah, so, okay, so this is all about the Camarillo Dogs Park Foundation.
Yes, it is.
Oh, very cool. Okay, and so this is happening on October 11th, Saturday, right? Las Posas Country Club. 130 for the golfers, correct?
Correct.
And then 55 is dinner, also beer tasting there. Wow, they got it
That's
all covered
idea.
Up there. And not only that, you know, I'm really passionate about animals, and I think that this is such a great cause. Now, I haven't heard anybody else doing anything to help our dog parks. What, you know, and where are all the dog parks?
In Cameron, we have three, actually two, but one off-leash area.
Okay.
The one that opened most recently is in Springville, near the Spanish Hills area. It's been an amazing transformation that they've done. The Cameron Recs and Parks Department has done a really great job, and we were just trying to help finish it off and make improvements. It went from a kind of seldomly used park with a baseball diamond to being visited by hundreds of dogs a day. And
really?
Owners.
Hundreds of dogs?
Yes.
You know, my daughter has a dog, and it's funny because you would think it's really like her baby, okay?
Her child.
I
Absolutely.
Must have taught her this because it came from my mom who makes not only, it's funny, and my mother-in-law that I just realized because we were just there. I'm like, God, it smells really good. Are you guys going to have dinner? Oh, no, we're making food for the dogs. It's like my mom makes her own. She doesn't eat sometimes, but she makes food for the dog. Yeah. And so my daughter and her and my son-in-law are both so passionate, but they are always looking for new dog parks. And I think that's so cool. It is really the best place to meet people.
It is.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a great hangout place. But not only that, when you let the dogs off the leash, they kind of take their own. It's so different if you watch your dogs, correct?
Absolutely. They have
what
a great
What kind
time.
Of dogs do you have?
We have a golden doodle. He's kind of a big fluffy
dog. Oh, I love
golden retriever family is my favorite kind of dog. But I think those dogs probably love a dog park because they need to get out and run.
Yeah,
and
they
get
want
that energy.
It's kind of like they're golden very social.
Yes,
so.
Absolutely.
Yeah. How old is your golden doodle?
He's about 3 and a half now.
Oh, so cute. Do you have any animals?
I do. We have a rescue.
Okay.
Oh, I always like to
good.
Say that, like I'm such a good person. We have a rescue.
You are.
I actually grew up with golden retrievers my whole life, and we had one golden retriever, but she had gotten sick. So when it was time to get another dog, we don't have a huge backyard, so I know that the running around is not, you know, I needed something that didn't need a lot of space. And we rescued this little dog, and she's not that big. She's probably like maybe like a foot and a half tall, and I have two little boys who love to play, and she has turned out to be the best dog. I mean, she runs, she can fetch better than our golden retriever could, runs around, chases the ball, sleeps with you, lays with you. She's a great, great dog.
That's good. And you know what, you were saying rescue. I have rescued all my animals too.
Well, that's great.
It is because people think that you don't get good dogs or that you know.
No. I think they're like Annie. They're so thankful that they got to come live with you.
I think so too. Yeah. So I've got a black lab, and then I have this dog that we rescued. It's kind of a terrier, but it's so funny. When we rescued it, it was just this little dog. It was actually, we didn't realize, but it was sick. And they were like, oh yeah, you want another big dog? I was like, I don't think this dog's going to give it. Oh, yes, it is. I was like, okay, well, let me tell you, it's a miniature black lab, okay?
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah,
I bet it's so cute.
Yeah, but a great dog, and so, you know, he's just so dedicated to me, you know?
That's how our rescue
yeah,
is. She loves us.
I love animals. They're like your unconditional lover.
They are definitely part
know?
Of your family. I mean, yeah, an animal yeah. is definitely a part of your family.
I have to borrow one phrase from one of our friends. They call them are fur babies.
Oh, yeah. I like that, fur babies. Really nice. Isaac, and I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to The Brighter Side of the 805. We're talking with Isaac Lowe. He is in our studio. We're talking about Howl at the Moon Charity Golf Tournament. What a great cause. This is for all the Camarillo Dog Park Foundations. And he was just sharing right now that there are three Camarillo dog parks right here. One that you is that you don't have to have the leash on, right?
Correct.
And so what are we going to find here? And tell us a little bit about the day.
Well, the registration starts at 4:30, but basically what we wanted to do is make a fun event and make it crammed into 9 holes instead of the usual 18.
Oh, well, I like 9 holes.
Yeah, that's actually more manageable, especially if you're not like an expert golfer.
Yeah, I have fun. I don't think I would even really say, you know, it's funny because we've got this golf tournament coming up, I said, and we always, last year they didn't announce our name and we were like, hello, wait a minute. We thought we did really good. We've gotten every year we won for last place.
Oh, are you serious?
It's four of my girlfriends and we just have fun. This year, one of the girlfriends can't do it, and so her husband is going to do it, and he's a really good golfer.
Oh, so that might push you up.
I don't know, but I'm like, I want my golf cover. You know, we always get these really cute golf things. But what a fun day. So tell us, okay, so this is going to be at the Las Posas Country Club.
Yes.
Okay. And again, you've got, so you can actually do two-person teams?
Yes, it's going to be a two-person competition. Oh. So the best score wins. Okay. We have first and second prizes that are substantial.
Okay.
There's also lots of different contests that are available. We hope that everybody comes out and plays. It is a night golf tournament, which is, I think, something that's new.
Kind of different.
I like that.
That is very cool. Yeah, because you were saying it starts at 4:30 or 7 o'clock. 7 p.m. is shotgun start, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So, okay. And what kind of food? And tell us who's going to be there.
Well, we hope everybody that wants to be there will be there. We are having the food catered by the Las Posas Country Club. They have fantastic food.
Okay.
It's a gastropub cuisine fair. We're having sliders and tacos, nachos, ice cream bar, and beer.
Okay. Do you have a beer? Is there, like you said, it's a beer tasting. Is one of our local?
A surprise right now.
Surprises. Okay.
So you got to come and find out who's going to be there.
There you go. Okay, so where does everybody find out about this and how do they register?
They can register online. There's two different websites. There's Howl at the Moon. It's www.howl@at-the-moon.org. Or you can go to our website, the Camarillo Dog Parks Foundation.org. Just like it sounds.
Okay, great. And Isaac, if somebody can't be here in this great event, how can they just help out or donate?
You can always contact us either on the website or call us. My cell phone number is 805-358-8724. And Cheryl, my wife, who's the driving force behind this, is 805-341-2254. She's been a little bit under the weather, so unfortunately she couldn't be here.
Oh, well, I hope she feels better.
Well, you're definitely dedicated to your animals to be giving out your cell phone numbers.
No, but you know, it's a great cause. Absolutely. So definitely. Again, I invite everybody to Charity Golf Tournament, and that's Saturday, October 11th, and that's at the Las Posas Country Club. What a great thing. It's $130 per golfer, $55 for dinner and beer tasting, and of course, it's Howl at the Moon. The Camarillo Dog Park is the foundation, and they present a unique night of golf, and it's night.
I was just going to say, that's great. You have like your family events throughout the day, and then you can almost do a date night because it's two people.
You're always thinking about date
nights.
You can do that
afterwards at the end of the day after you've gone to soccer and football and all of that.
There you go. All right, we are going to take a really quick break, and when we come back, I'd love to give away. Let's give away, how about some more Harvest Festival tickets? Everybody loves that. That's like a great place to start going and getting all your shopping done. That's over at Ventura County Fairs. It's going on right now, October 3rd through the 5th, and it's the original art and craft show. So definitely call up right now, 419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl. You're crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl. Crying all the time.
Are you ready for an evening full of amazement? The Carrie Moore Spiritual Medium event is on October 14th at 6:30 p.m. at the Wood Ranch Golf Club. You can expect a mind-blowing evening of divine love and enlightenment from Spirit. There will be Spirit connections, dinner, and a raffle. You'll be given a chance to win a Zoom professional whitening treatment and a gift basket of Brocato hair products. Visit www.carriemoorepsychicmedium.com/clairvoyantcorner for more information and to purchase tickets.
Do you struggle with food cravings, coffee addiction, weight management, or even digestive problems? What would your life look like if you were finally able to conquer these problems? If you're ready to make yourself a priority so you can feel better in your body, then Frances Starr, a certified health coach, has your answer. Go to www.coreelementswellness.com to schedule your free 30-minute wellness strategy session today. This session will jumpstart your year and give you the tools to last a lifetime. That's www.coreelementswellness.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everybody. Glad to have you here this morning joining us. I just wanted to give everyone a quick reminder that reduced weight, medical weight control is a great way to get back on track and to start eating healthy and changing your lifestyle. It's so important to lead a healthy life, make healthy choices, and I have found the place to do that. Reduce Medical Weight Control, located right off the 101 freeway at 805-375-4150. They've helped me get back on track. Regardless of my hectic schedules and eating on the run, I've been able to make healthy choices and reduce my weight in a very respectable short time. And I hope that anyone else out there that is struggling with weight, that they will do the same and call 805-375-4150. Reduce Medical Weight Control. It's definitely the place to go if you're looking to get back on track and change your lifestyle. Remember, it's not about being skinny. It's about being healthy.
Okay, so it's not about being skinny. It's about being healthy. So
it's so much about being healthy.
Yeah, and you know, so what? Tell me just briefly, what are you eating and what are you doing differently?
Well, you know, it's all health goes back to having a healthy food that you eat every day, making healthy choices. And I believe with Reduce, it really allows you to make those healthy choices, sort of takes that, that it lets you walk away. I'm done. I'm finished.
So you have a little boundary.
Absolutely.
There you go. I like it.
All right. Reduce will definitely set you up so that you can do that. There's no food to buy. It's learning to eat on your own. All of that.
All right. I like it.
Yes.
You know, it's interesting. We're kind of going into, I always say, fall. I think we kind of agreed on this. As the kids go back to school, it's kind of like our time, our turn, right? And so that's one of the things that you've tried.
Oh,
you know,
absolutely.
Yes,
I decided this time is for me. I'm going to focus on this. And like you said, it's fall. It's you're changing your clothes. You want different things. You want to be able to wear things. This is a perfect opportunity to do that.
Well, and now, so do you do that? Do you change your closet over or do you change your house over? I'm just curious.
Oh, I absolutely do. I'm actually in the middle of changing my closet right now. It's taken me a couple of days and I'm not finished. Not because I have so much stuff, because it was a little unorganized to start, but I'm done with summer. Like, I'm in jeans today and boots this Saturday because
yeah, I can
I'm
tell
done with summer.
Yeah.
I'm ready for fall.
Okay. So, and it is getting a lot cooler at nights and stuff, right?
It is.
I love it. And now, do you do that with kind of, I mean, it's interesting because you start to do it with your food, you start to do it with your clothes, your home. Everything starts to kind of.
Oh, yeah. You kind of pick up a pumpkin here and there. And then pretty soon you're like, we are in complete fall in this house.
Yeah.
But I love that. I love pumpkins. I love fall foliage.
Yeah. Are you a big decorator? Do you like to decorate?
I do. I love to decorate. And last year I decided I did not like orange, which
See,
is kind
you were,
of
I
weird.
Was wondering, you know what's funny is, don't you think there's like that deeper, warm orange? Because I love those. I got those kind of pillows to put over my covers.
Oh, like a persimmon color?
Yeah,
those are so
yeah,
pretty.
Yeah, and so I've got like a velvet, and I like that. So I kind of just start to change the warmth around our house, you know?
I decided to change all my pumpkins from orange to white and gold and silver. I'm a big spray painter. I love spray paint. So I took all of these pumpkins that I have,
okay,
and I that were orange, and I spray painted them all white.
So you
and
mean
gold and
are
silver.
They the plastic ones or are they the real ones?
They're plastic, and okay, then I spray painted some real ones because I can't. I sometimes I'm like I can't buy any more stuff. So I'd buy real pumpkins, and if they weren't the right color, I'd put like something over them. That kind of thing.
So, oh, what a cool idea. So you spray them.
I spray painted them. In fact, actually, I just saw somebody, a friend of mine, put something on her Facebook page. She took glitter and did her the last name. Their last name is with an S. So she put an S on a pumpkin and then put glitter on the S and then did the stem the same color of glitter. And I was thinking, that is a great idea.
See, I love people that are really creative.
Oh, I love crafty
like
people.
That.
I'm not crafty. Like I'm
I don't know.
A,
you kind of seem like
I'm
you are.
I'm a copier.
Okay.
I can copy
But that's
anything.
Good. Oh, okay.
I'm
so,
a copier. Okay. I'm a really good copier.
Yeah, but good ideas. I think that's really good ideas. So, okay, you know, what is a good healthy meal that can warm our bones since it's starting to be fall that you're eating with?
Oh, well, okay, so I've been doing a lot of soups.
Right.
I've been doing a lot of soups. And even if once you make a few soups that are low in calorie, you can kind of look at any recipe for a soup and sort of change a few things. Like, you know, cream is probably not a great idea in a
right.
soup. So you could get rid of it or maybe
and
add
put
a little
chicken
bit.
Broth.
Exactly.
Right.
And you kind of can't even taste the difference. But definitely a brothy soup is usually very good. And I love split pea soup. So there's a lot of low calorie split pea soup recipes. I know that's not something everyone likes.
See, and
I
like mushrooms. Okay. So
oh,
I love you know, all different kinds of mushrooms in there. And maybe you don't add the cream, like you said.
Right.
Not so good. But you could add almost like that beef stock
beef
or
stock,
you
something
know,
to bring out the flavor.
Onions and.
And tomato soup. Actually, tomato soup is very low in calorie.
Yeah. So.
And butternut squash.
Ooh,
actually,
butternut squash.
I do
is
sometimes.
Really...
I will put tomato sauce on spaghetti squash because you think your body, you know, you think it's spaghetti and like a veggie burger.
I love spaghetti squash.
Uh-huh,
that is my
really
new
good.
Favorite vegetable. All you do is stick it in the microwave for a couple minutes, brown it, and then
so
scrape
good.
It, and that's your vegetable.
And you could be using it for decoration.
All right. God, yum, yum, yum. Okay, so thank you so much, Jennifer, for being here, Tom. All my listeners out there, I hope that you join us at 2 o'clock today here. We've got some amazing guests. Carrie Moore is going to be with us, Jennifer Schultz, and we got lots more. Again, let's end our show with a moment of happiness. Believe you can, and you're halfway there. With that, you have been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Hey, hit us up on Facebook. You find out all our stuff there, and also get one of our newsletter, 419-0008. 419-0008. We'll talk to you later.